Down the road in downtown Chapel Hill, you've got the Ackland Art Museum, which is now back open with limited capacity for in-person visits Wednesdays through Sundays. And you can check out the museum in person now, but they have also had a lot of programming online on their website, ackland.org. And they've had such a good response to that over the last few months that they are going to keep that going as well. And they've got a really cool event coming up this Friday online at ackland.org, an artist conversation with Renee Stout. Lauren Turner, the assistant curator for the Ackland Collection, is going to be speaking with Renee Stout, who created the sculpture Ogun, which has been at the museum since 1995, one of the really treasured pieces in the museum's collection. Lauren Turner joins us on the phone to talk about that upcoming event. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, thank you, Aaron. It's great to talk with you.
This conversation brought to you by the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website, and that's where you go to get more information about this event, inspired by the Close Look series, which has been featuring an in-depth look at a new work of art at the Ackland every month. This one, though, looks back at a piece of art that's been there for decades. So tell us about the conversation. What's it going to entail?
Sure, Aaron. We'll be speaking with Renee Stout, whose sculpture Ogun has been in the collection since 1997, and it's definitely a visitor favorite. It's able to be out on view a lot in terms of exposure updates, and as a result, we get to really draw on a lot of past history we've had with it, and then sort of see how Renee views it against all of her art career since we acquired it, because we recognize that almost 25 years is quite a lot of time for things to happen. I don't know about you, but I can barely remember what I was saying 25 days ago.
So minutes,
it's
seconds,
really refreshing.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not often, so often our conversations with artists are either around new exhibitions or works that we've newly acquired or works that they've newly made. So it's really nice to be able to sort of take a look back with this and see how her work fits in with Ogun and Ogun fits in with her work through the years.
So what is the story behind Ogun? What should people know about the piece itself?
Sure. Ogun is an approximately 2.5 to 3 foot sculpture that is an assemblage, which means you're basically adding found pieces together to create a form. And when you look at it, it seems to have a metal patina. So it's almost like robotic looking in a way, or sort of like a rusted sculpture that you would find. But as you start to look closer, you see all of the different things that it's made of. And some of those things are like this tiny little set of tools, various hanging cloth bags, a heater. It's just all sorts of things. And then ringing it around its base are photos of family members of Renee Stout. And Ogun is a deity associated with the Yoruba culture who sort of looks over both war and metalwork. And since Stout was raised by people who worked in steel mills and who were truck drivers and mechanics, and she has an intense relationship with metalwork through being a sculptor, that it's her creating this protective power object for her family, and then more broadly, sort of Black men in general.
That's very cool. Speaking with Lauren Turner, again, assistant curator for the collection at the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website. Go there, get more information, and get registered for this event that we're talking about, an artist conversation with Renee Stout this Friday, March 12th, 3:30 to 4:30. That is free on the website, again, Ackland.org. And that is just one of many things that I know you've got on that website. There's been so much great stuff that you've added to and built, especially in the pandemic time when people haven't been able to physically be at the museum, and now it's almost like a whole nother outlet for people to experience art. It's great. What else is on the site other than this particular event?
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that I think we've been really excited about is thanks to the capabilities of Zoom webinars being able to be recorded, is that these talks often get recorded and then uploaded to our YouTube channel. So any of the programs that we've been doing over this period, whether or not you're able to make it to the live event, you can go back and still watch them on our YouTube channel. So I like that, because I know we all have difficult schedules in terms of always being able to make it to hear things, and 3:30 on a Friday recognized as a work commitment for a lot. But do know that that's something you can look into. We've also been, as you mentioned, debuting this series since October called Close Looks, where we're focusing on single objects. And I describe it as sort of an inverse of the traditional exhibition. Generally with exhibitions, you see us putting objects together that we're viewing under a particular lens, like maybe it's a theme or a medium or something like that, and we're trying to make the best argument possible. Whereas with Close Looks, we're trying to look at just one object from all sorts of different angles and also all sorts of perspectives other than perhaps like museum perspectives. We try to get respondents from the community to describe what they're seeing in the art. So it gives you an idea of just sort of the many, many pathways that you can take with discussing art, and maybe hopefully feel a little more comfortable when you approach a work of art without much information.
It is really nice that, you know, the one little bit of the silver lining of having to do everything online and over Zoom is it does open up new possibilities that didn't exist before, right? Like there's that, there's the fact that the recording can be saved and uploaded to YouTube, and then folks, I mean, you can quote unquote bring folks in for talks who would not otherwise be able to actually make it physically to Chapel Hill, and that opens up that possibility as well too, right?
Oh, definitely. And considering how we like to consider ourselves sort of like your local global museum, mm-hmm. I think it's really underscoring the global aspect that we're able to get conversations of the community outside into other communities.
Yeah, all of that is online. And of course, you've got the art museum itself, the Ackland on Columbia Street, right downtown Chapel Hill. What is going on at the museum, and what should folks know about the experience of being there in person now if they want to go?
Sure. Well, we have still, as always, free admission, but you do need to register online for timed tickets, which has been our way of making sure that we're keeping everyone safe with reduced capacity. But once you're there, everything in the galleries are available to be seen. We have our collection of works that have been put up for various academic classwork reasons called Object Lessons. We also have our exhibition by Kusama called Open the Shape Called Love, mm-hmm. which is a collection of drawings by her. And then pretty soon, at the end of April, we will be opening a show called Micro Macro, Selected Works by the MFA Class of 2021. So be looking to see what the graduates of this year's MFA programs will be presenting later this spring.
Again, speaking with Lauren Turner, Ackland.org is the website. Go there, find out more information about in-person visits, plus a lot of stuff online, including the artist conversation with Renee Stout coming up this Friday at 3:30. That is also free to attend, although you have to do it online because that's where it's taking place. As we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks ought to know about Renee Stout, about Ogun, the piece, or about this conversation on Friday?
Just that I think it's going to be really fascinating. Renee Stout is an incredibly accomplished artist who's just collected prizes throughout her career. She's present in so many collections. She was the first American to have an exhibition at the National Museum of African Art. So I think you'll get to hear a lot of perspectives of things that she's researched and sort of dealt with in her art from across the African diaspora.
The event is this Friday, 3:30 to 4:30. It's free. Go to the website, ackland.org, and find out more and get in on that. Lauren Turner, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me.